call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhooliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है,
सपने सलामत दोस्तों, वेलकम बैक. इट इज सैटरडे एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू सपने सलामत विद रोहित चंद्रा. दिस इज द टाइम टू स्टार्ट लिविंग आउट योर ड्रीम्स अगेन. This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people as well as non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream. And as you know by now, we are on every Saturday at noon. As you also know, this is a non-commercial show with a singular goal to promote entrepreneurship and help you realize your dreams. So no money has been paid, no money has been received by anybody to make an appearance on today's show. Sort of think of this show as a helpline for startups. We will be taking questions and we will be having an interesting topic of discussion for today. Phone number to the studio is 408-912-KLOK. That's 408-912-5565. So folks, if you have questions regarding a startup, feel free to call in and we'll try to address it. Or if you cannot, we'll defer it to somebody who can. But please make sure to turn down the radio when you call. Quick recap for the benefit of our new listeners. We've done a whole bunch of interesting shows in the past where we've talked to some VCs, we've talked to some successful entrepreneurs, we've talked to some professors of entrepreneurship, we've talked to some angels. So we've talked to a lot of people that have given up. Most recently, last week, we were talking to Anil Advani from Inventus Law. We were talking about legal issues for startups. And right towards the tail end of the show, we had a caller call in. And the caller was talking about the fact that a lot of people don't jump in because of the fear of the unknown. And I mentioned that it was my thought that this is fear of failure that a lot of people don't get started on startups. And this caller's name is Bhaskar Kalale. And what we did was we've actually invited Bhaskar into the studios today. So given that fact that here's a listener who's called in and we have a difference in opinion, we'd love to air this difference in opinion publicly and get your thoughts and see what you guys think. So Bhaskar, welcome to the studios.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
No, so I'm delighted to have you on. Bhaskar and I have not yet discussed this topic, so this is going to be a fresh conversation. Hopefully, it'll be engaging for our listeners. Give you a quick background on Bhaskar. Bhaskar is an aspiring entrepreneur, and Bhaskar is what I'll call a repeat entrepreneur, what a lot of people call a serial entrepreneur. So he's done a couple of startups. Unfortunately, neither of those panned out. But guess what? He's up here, he's fighting, and he's hopefully working on something else in the near future.
Absolutely. Always.
Fantastic. So, Bhaskar, let's dive right into the topic for today. The topic for today is, it is my contention that a lot of people don't jump into entrepreneurship, and I'll sort of enlarge the scope as this conversation progresses, because of the fear of failure. And I know you mentioned that you thought it was a fear of the unknown. So let's talk about why you think it's a fear of the unknown, and I'll tell you why I think it's a fear of failure, and we'll see what happens.
Sure. I think fear of failure and fear of unknown, even though they seem related, but I think there is a difference. The difference is there are lots of hardworking individuals out there that who work for somebody else, right? They work very hard, and fear of failure happens when you have an expectation to meet, when you are scared of being rejected or having not wanting to have a criticism thrown at you. That is the fear of failure, and that is when you work really hard, whether for yourself or for somebody else. So you are working within a boundary or a structure. That is the fear of failure when you work very hard. But the ability to go beyond that structured fence, if you will, go beyond the fence, is where the fear of the unknown comes into the picture. So I think there is a difference. Fear of failure drives people to work hard. It motivates them. And fear of the unknown is the one that stops them from taking the next big step and going beyond their comfort zone.
Very well said, very well said. But so there's parts of what you say that I agree with, and there's parts that I don't agree with. So okay. I think the fear of failure and the fear of unknown are very closely related. Mm-hmm. The question sort of in my mind is, which one is encompassing the other? So I think fear of failure is what is stopping or what is preventing more people from jumping into entrepreneurship, because they don't want to seem like, oh, I did this and I failed. That doesn't mean that it's the fear of the unknown, because the unknown may just be a subcomponent of it. And you say, okay, here's a little component which is unknown, but there are all these other components that are still known. And that's sort of the nature of life, that, you know, whatever journey you embark on, whether it be a new job or it be a new business enterprise.
Yeah, you're right. So there is an element of fear of failure that has to be present, whether you have the fear of unknown or not. Without the fear of failure, I think you will get into a state of complacency, if you will, which basically means that you start taking things for granted.
No, not at all. I think you might have fear of failure, but that doesn't mean you end up in complacency. You say, okay, I have this fear of failure, but guess what? I'm still going to dive in. So I myself am doing another startup right now, for example, right?
Right.
Do I have fear of failure? Yes, I do. Does that prevent me from doing what I am trying to do? No.
No, absolutely. That is where you have been able to go and chart a path for yourself. And that is not having the fear of the unknown, because you're saying you're confident enough to say that come what may, I have the ability, I have the skill sets, I have the methods and the techniques or whatever, or people around me to help me to navigate all the bumps and the, you know, whatever else you that might get thrown at you. But you don't know what those bumps are.
Correct.
And that is the ability to chart forward and pave the way for others within your company to follow you.
Yeah. So I still think that it's the fear of unknown that prevents more people from diving in. We've got a call coming in. Let's see what this caller has to say. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, hi. I kind of...
Oops. Looks like we lost our caller. If you're listening, please feel free to call in. Phone number to studio is 408-912-KLOK. That's 408-912-5565. We're talking about fear of failure versus fear of the unknown. So you think it's the fear of unknown that prevents people from jumping in and starting companies or becoming entrepreneurs? I think it's really the fear of failure, because even for past entrepreneurs, for proven entrepreneurs, that fear of failure is always there. And that fear of unknown is actually, both those fears are always there. You can't say that either of those fears goes away, because they're both there.
Absolutely not. You're right. So they are related in lots of ways. But what I'm trying to say is there are lots of individuals who work very, very hard chasing somebody else's dream, you know, or trying to fulfill somebody else's
dream. It's actually not chasing somebody else's dream. It's participating in somebody else's dream.
Okay, granted.
Which sort of dovetails into the movie I saw last night. I don't know if you've seen Inception.
I have not seen yet.
Okay, it's about shared dreams. We'll stay away from that for now, but go ahead.
Yeah. So last night, for example, I was listening to a newscast on where Jerry Rice was on the show.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry Rice, somebody asked a question saying, what motivates you? So Jerry Rice said, what motivates me is the fear of failure. Okay, so the motivation for Jerry Rice or people like him is a fear of failure. He is not scared of the fact that, you know, what happens if I get hurt? Football is a game that people do get hurt. You know, whether I'm
physically hurt.
Physically, exactly. Absolutely. Physically hurt. People go through concussions, for example.
Yeah.
So he is not scared of the unknown, which is, am I going to get hit? Am I going to get a concussion? Am I going to break my knee or legs or whatever?
Or let's say he's overcome his fears. He still has this fear. I think we all have those fears.
Correct. So somehow he has found a way to mitigate those fears within himself. So what I'm trying to say is a fear of failure is basically when you have an expectation to meet, whether within yourself or an expectation from your friends and family and the community or whatever.
Or an expectation that you've projected out.
Or the expectation you've projected out. So the example or the analogy that I can give you is, let's say you are a skydiver.
Okay.
And if you want to skydive, at that point in time, just before the dive takes place, you are not there to think, you know, am I going to fail and how would I look to my friends and family? At that point
I think people do. When you get cold feet, you're thinking, oh shucks, if I don't take this jump right now, when I get back down to the ground, my friends and family are going to call me chicken for not having jumped.
Exactly. So that point in time, the fear of failure has taken over you.
Correct.
Right? But once you've taken the jump, the fear of the unknown is not present anymore, because you have crossed that barrier of fear of failure onto the fear of the unknown. Because once you take the jump, you do not know, am I going to land on the land? Am I going to land on a live electric wire or into water?
Oh, yeah.
At that point in time, what comes into play is your skills, your methods, your techniques, your training, or whatever else there might be.
Or your instructor who's taking you tandem.
Absolutely. And you rely on him to safely land you on the ground.
Yeah. But I sort of laugh about this and I joke about this, but I almost feel like you're making my point for me in the sense that before you take the jump, you have this fear of failure. And as part of your fear of failure is the fear of unknown, that what would it be like? So it almost seems like this example proves my point that the fear of failure is the bigger fear and a subcomponent is the fear of unknown.
I would think the other way around.
Okay.
So I would think that it's the fear of the unknown, which is an overarching thing that prevents people from, that has a component as a fear of failure.
Okay. So, all right. Do we have a call on hold over there? Okay, we got a call on hold. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Caller, can you please turn your radio down, Sapne Salamat?
Yeah, Sapne Salamat.
Go ahead.
And so also recently done my MBA. So there was some conversation recently or past few weeks I've heard before on some Sunday from Rohit and others who joined the call saying that MBA is needed or not. But I would say definitely plunge into MBA and get a jump start. So it's always a good idea to get a jump start, right? So.
Sure.
Never fear for not joining a course or anything. I was hesitant before to jump into a classroom. On the day also, I was like checking with my wife, checking my friends, oh, should I do or should I not do because of commitments, work, family, etc.
Right.
But end of the graduation now, I feel like, oh, I should have done this 10 years back.
Yeah. What is your name, sir?
Oh, and this is Uday from Newark.
Great. So, Uday, today you sort of started talking about this MBA, which was a show I think we did like 3 or 4 months ago.
But exactly.
It beautifully dovetails into today's topic as well, which is this fear of failure versus fear of the unknown.
And right.
And do you have an opinion about... Go ahead.
I also wanted to share another story which I happened to read somewhere long time back, and it reminded me again that there was this guy who was working for Microsoft, Bill Gates, and then he said one day he visited Tibet and he used to go places, all these big guys working like executives and everything in Microsoft and all big corporates, they always go on dream vacations, right? So he has seen the poverty and things like that there. And when he came back, he was contemplating on his ideas and looking back on his work and everything, which is very hard here. I mean, they are working day in, day night. So he said, why am I making rich people rich? So he started his own organization called... Room to Read. I'm not sure if a lot of people know, but that's a company in San Francisco now.
Okay.
It's a non-profit, and it's a pretty big organization supplying books and whatnot to underprivileged kids and others in not only in India, but throughout the world, China. Yeah.
Sorry to rush you there, but I need to rush you so we can get to the topic, which is the fear of failure versus the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, so... Likewise, I had some idea to do something. The fear of failure is there. So is there a group discussion somewhere other than live on radio where we can come and we can come and discuss and then see if that is good to do? And it's just not profit-making, but it's like good for human society as well.
It's funny you should mention that, but... I've never talked about this on the air, so I'll talk about it today. I actually.
So Rohit, what is your email address?
So Uday, I started a discussion group about 8 or 10 years ago, which is a salon-style discussion group. We meet at a local coffee shop, and we talk about various different topics under the sun.
How do we join that?
Look for SB Disc, which stands for South Bay Discussions on Yahoo. It's a Yahoo group. So I think it's groups.yahoo.com/SBDisc, SBDISC.
But you discuss everything, right? And
we
not
discuss,
necessarily just,
yes.
Okay.
So, but this is sort of a hobby of mine. And check us out. Maybe you'll find something of value there. Maybe you won't. It's very variable in terms of what you'll find over there.
So, Rohit, then is there a personal email or something where we can reach out to you?
Yes, radio@rohit.com. That's RADIO at ROOHIT.com. So there's two O's in the name of the company. There's one name, one O in my name.
Could you please repeat again?
radio@rohit.com.
Okay. So double O Rohit. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Rohit.
Great. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We are talking today with Bhaskar Khalale about the fear of failure versus the fear of success. My name is Rohit Chandra. Sapne Salamat, folks. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, continue talking about this. In the meantime, if you want to join this conversation, please feel free to call into the studios live at 408-912-5565. We'll be right back.
Did you get my email?
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the project that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles. Kathy's going to do the next 5. And can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Rohit.com. Rohit.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting a tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Hey, BV, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karu, beti ka homework karau, kya kya karu, kab padu?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Rohit? Use Rohit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai, main next time karta hoon.
Rohit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Rohit.com.
If you want me to read it, use Rohit.
If you like the show you're hearing, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon, every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show. And please send out a company-wide email on your Daisy email alias about the show. Rohit is simplifying your life online. It's one of the 25 most popular apps on Google Toolbar and has served up millions of highlighters. Visit Rohit.com to see how you can simplify your life on the web. Now let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing and started several companies in Silicon Valley. He's also a visionary. He created the earliest social networking website ever called ecode.com.
Sapne Salamat, welcome back. Dosto, you're listening to Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. Today we are talking about the fear of failure versus the fear of the unknown. So I'm going to read out a couple of things that I read on the web about the fear of failure. And it's sort of a definition, if you will, where it says, we are so concerned about failing that we don't want to try an activity. Or it says, we subconsciously undermine our own efforts so we don't have to continue to try. And they also go on to say that this phobia is often so strong, it brings about the very failure that we feared. So that's the fear of failure as we see it. And we're talking about the context of why more people don't jump into entrepreneurships and, or start companies and start ventures. Is it really fear of failure? Is it fear of the unknown? Are the two related, not related? Which one is encompassing the other? And I think one of the points we're trying to figure out over there is folks are not starting companies because they're afraid that they might fail. We have with us in our studios Bhaskar Khalale, who was a listener who called in on our show last week and talking about this issue. So I'm going to take this call live on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello. I liked today's topic, and I'd like to chip in my thoughts on...
Lovely. Sapne Salamat, what is your name?
My name is Gurdish.
Gurdish, Sapne Salamat.
Yeah. So, I've started my own company a few years ago, and I stopped it
an year later because I thought I'm not able to pursue it. And then I took a 3 years break and I started the same company later, and now I'm successful. I'm thinking probably I should not have let it go in the first place, and maybe I should have tried more. That's what I repent now. But anyway, I'm glad I pursued it back again, and I totally agree that we got to plan for failures, but then we cannot let failure stop us from pursuing it, what we want to do in life in general, or whether it's a company or anything that you want to pursue.
So, Gurdish, my question is, what was it that prevented you? We're going to use you as a data point. Was it the fear of failure, or was it the fear of the unknown?
I think it was more the fear of the unknown. The thing is, I started fine with my partner back in India. Money was not the problem, but we weren't going anywhere, and we felt the money was leaking. The thing is, it was just that, you know, we had to just be patiently wait for our business to succeed. We had to wait, and I thought we weren't patient enough, and we just gave it up too early.
So you make an interesting point. Let me dive in real quickly over here. And so my thought is, somebody who's already dived in and started a company and then gives up is perhaps the fear of the unknown, because he's already made that leap. And at this point, he says, okay, failure is an option. For the other guy who hasn't dived in yet, who hasn't even started, is the fear of failure. That would be my perspective on it. Anyways, we'll take the next call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi.
Sapne Salamat, my friend. Are you there, yeah. Caller? Wow, that's too bad. So we've had like two or three dropped calls today, folks. My sincere apologies for that. I think the phone lines in the studios are working okay, but we'll keep checking. 408-912-5565. And we've got another one coming in. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
One of the reasons that...
Caller, Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat.
Tell me your name, sir.
Venkat.
Venkat, go ahead, please.
One of the reasons that I think lots of people refrain from starting a business, refrain from entrepreneurship, is the lack of guaranteed pay in a business.
Sure.
And I think that leads to the fear, leads to insecurity and the fear of the unknown, because they don't really know what happens to them,
mm-hmm.
what may happen to them. So I think that it's a little into the fear of the unknown.
Okay. And have you started a company, Venkat?
Oh, no. I'm a kid.
Okay. That's okay. Hopefully, one day you will. And there's lots
yeah.
of kids that are starting companies, too.
Yeah.
So keep working on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think Venkat makes an interesting point, and where he says that the insecurity, you know, when you don't know what is ahead of you, what lies ahead of you, is the fear of the unknown. If you accept the failure as an option, and you work within the framework that you have and say that, okay, if the failure is an option, then what is my plan B? You know, if your plan A has a failure option, what is plan B and plan C and plan C? So you're basically preparing yourself for different scenarios, right? So once you've set up yourself to tackle those scenarios, and I think you can overcome the fear of the unknown as well.
Yeah.
So the point that Venkat was making was that, you know, will I get my pay? Will I be able to take care of my family, my financial commitments, etc.? But that is where I think there is a distinction between people who have the ability, regardless of what commitments they have, they jump into the unknown.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's make this a little bit more interesting, because I'm still not convinced that people don't start companies because of the fear of the unknown. I think it's really the fear of failure.
Okay,
but what essentially we're talking about people starting companies, which is a major life decision. What are the other major life decisions that people make? I'd say getting married is another major life decision that people make.
Correct. I think for the immigrant community, there are probably a lot many more commitments that they have. You know,
I'm talking about major life decisions, right?
Yeah, it could be. For example, a life decision could be, do you need to move back to India, for example, to take care of your elderly parents? That could be a major life decision.
Agreed.
You know, I have gone through one round of relocation myself, and I had to go back to take care of my ailing father back in India.
Right.
So that was a major life decision. I graduated from here, went back to India, took care of whatever I had needed to, and then came back here again.
Okay.
Right. So the fact that the immigrant community is here, that they have already overcome, in my mind, the first level of the failure of the failure and the fear of the unknown. They've come here.
So that's what I'm trying to dissect. So I'm saying, okay, when we're talking about major life decisions, those are the two fears that are playing most in your mind, is the fear of failure and the fear of unknown.
Correct.
So you're trying to figure out, you know, here you are. Now, where do I go from here?
Correct. So the fear of the failure is largely internal in my experience, where you are saying that those are the fears that you have control over. You have control on the outcomes of those fears. You know, so do I take the plunge or not? You know, do I give up a $150,000 salary and go in for, let's say, either a salary pay less or, you know, reduce salary, whatever? That is the decision that is in your hands. The outcome is also in your hands. So what I'm saying is the fear of the unknown is where the outcomes are not known and the outcomes may be beyond your control. So for example, if you're running a company and let's say you have your competitors doing whatever they are doing, so those are the things that you do not have control over. What is the market performance like? You know, how does the competitors moving their strategy? So if you start fearing of each one of those, and there's
also this whole idea of healthy amount of fear.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think a little bit of fear is absolutely necessary. Just the way the little bit of recklessness is absolutely necessary, right?
Right.
So a little bit of risk taking is necessary as well. So if you don't take a little bit of risk, if you are not reckless, and even if you are not a little bit of arrogant, right? All those things play a part in any entrepreneurship's life.
Right.
Right? So that's what I'm trying to say. So a little bit of everything is necessary, but any one of those attributes, the moment it starts to overcome or overtake you, I think that is where you stop taking that next step or the next big step to be whatever you want to be.
Yeah. So I want to throw out one of my favorite quotes. I don't know whom to attribute it to, but it's certainly not mine. And it says, "Failure is the privilege of those who dare to try."
True. Very true.
You know,
true.
I just love that quote.
Yeah.
Failure is the, and then there's another very famous quote by Mark Twain that I also quoted on a show recently. He basically talks about the fact that leave the safe harbor and go out and do something. Because he says, in about 20 years from now, you're going to regret things that you did not do as opposed to regretting the things that you did do.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
That's Mark Twain. So yeah. I can attribute that one.
Yeah. There is another one that I had heard long time ago. And I believe it is a gentleman called Veer Sharma, which basically says fear stands for false evidence appearing to be real.
Say that again.
False evidence appearing to be real. So F-E-A-R. So what he's trying to say is basically that you have whatever fear you have, you know, it is a false evidence that you think is real.
Right.
So once you attack it, you take a head on any fear that you have. You can overtake it. Overcome that.
Yeah, so. I like it. The more I think about it, the more I like it. Please repeat it for the benefit of my listeners one more time.
It says false evidence appearing to be real.
So he's basically made fear into an acronym.
Acronym, exactly.
False evidence appearing real. Yeah, that's really what fear is. All right, we've got another call on hold coming in. Phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. Sapne Salamat caller, you're live on air.
This is Shah Turali. Great show. Sapne Salamat.
Thank you, Shah. Do you have an opinion or a comment on whether it's the fear of failure or the fear of the unknown?
I think it's the fear of the unknown and the shame of failure. This is the biggest problem because I am a businessman myself. I started basically as an employee and I opened my own law firm. And the biggest reason that I didn't want to go on my own was the shame of failing. It was not a fear, it was more a shame. And I think that's the biggest problem. And I agree with you that it's a little bit of both, but at the same time, it's a little bit of shame that you're worried that if you don't succeed on your own, everybody will talk about you and you didn't make it, and then you can't do anything else with that.
Yeah.
So,
What is your perspective on how one can overcome these fears?
Well, for me, it happened basically at one point. I said there is no way I'm going to keep working because I have a lot of potential. And you have to believe in yourself, and believing in yourself is the major part in it. And if you're selling a product, I think people don't buy only the product, they buy you. So if you're a good person that knows what you're selling and what you're producing and what you're going to be managing, you should be able to make it. But at the same time, the product has to be good or the service has to be good. But
you use a very interesting word that I want to sort of leapfrog from. You talked about potential. And I've run into a lot of people, young entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, who talk about their potential. And this could be people in their 20s, this could be people in their 30s, or could be people in their 40s. But they're still talking about their potential. And I'm saying, at what point do you say, you know what, if you had potential, you would have done something by now?
Yes, true. That's definitely true. But the thing
so
is that,
potential is this potential energy, right? And
yeah,
when does the potential run out?
Well, it runs out when you fail a couple of times. Just to give
but
an
what,
example.
But what? So hang on. So I want to take this somewhere. So it runs out when you fail a couple of times. I would disagree with that, because I think the potential is still there because you've tried. I think the potential runs out when you do not do anything with it.
I agree with that too.
It's like a dead battery.
Exactly.
You used it, you drained it, you recharge it. You used it, you drained it, you recharge it. But if you've never turned it on, the battery just sits there and it dies.
Exactly. If you get the big example of people like Henry Ford and things like that, they failed. Many of their business failed. And then after that, they made it. But maintaining the business after that is another thing too. And this is where it's a combination of the fear of the unknown, which because you don't know what's going to happen, and what I believe is the shame of basically of failing. And if you don't have that, if you put away the shame, say, you know what, I'm trying, and people should be proud of me if I try, you should be able to overcome that and be successful.
Yeah. Well, at this point, it seems like I'm losing, because to me, it really seems like the fear of failure is what is preventing people from doing more entrepreneurial activities or taking major life decisions. But I think we've had a handful of callers who are all supporting Bhaskar's perspectives insofar that it's the fear of unknown. So maybe it's because of the fact that I'm already an entrepreneur who doesn't have this fear of failure, because, like, hey, I failed, I'll fail again, no problem, I'll keep trying. But
at this point, the economic situation we are going through, the unknown is a very big factor, because you can think you're going to do well now and you're putting all your effort into it and the economy just crashes on you and everything goes bad. So the unknown is there. But the fear of failure is definitely also one factor. But I think it's more in our specific community is a shame of failure, I think.
Right. So I think I think you make an interesting point as well, which is to say, you know, even if after you fail, you know, you have to persist. You know, you have to keep going at it, try it again and try it again. And Rohit, probably that's what you have done. You know, fortunately for you, you know, because of your background and probably the right people you had around you, you know, who were able to mentor you and things like that. So you can mitigate the risks that surround starting a venture. You know, I have go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying also, I've tried a lot of ventures, and even after that, many of them have failed. But at the same time, you will find, if you're an entrepreneur and it's in your blood, you want to succeed, there will be a way out. That's the bottom line. Yeah. You just have to try. And being scared of the unknown, nobody knows the future. It's very hard to predict the future. How are you going to know? And being afraid of the unknown, and it's just fear of the fear itself. Yeah. That's it.
Well,
and if you can overcome that, you should be able to be successful.
Well, good thoughts, Shah. Certainly appreciate your call. We have to run away on a break right here.
Thank you very much for taking me in. Thank you. Good job on your show. I like it a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate your kind comments. So we're talking about the fear of failure versus fear of success. Phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-KLOK.
Do you use Rohit to make highlights?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everything I highlight is automatically saved and clipped for me.
So, what's the benefit?
What's the benefit, you ask? Let me tell you. Everything I highlight is automatically filed for me. So, for example, if I'm doing a search for something using Google or whatever, typically, I have to go through several pages, and on each page, there is only a part of the page that I'm interested in. I just highlight the portions of the page that are of interest to me. Rohit automatically, behind the scenes, saves all my highlights for me. I can then just go and see everything in my collection on one page.
That sounds pretty nifty.
Yeah, get this. I can then further cherry pick and combine them. What that does is, it shows me all the underlying pages with highlights as one page.
Wow! Okay, I am impressed. How do I sign up? What does it cost?
Ha! Get this. It's all free, and you don't even have to sign up or fill out any registration forms.
Sweet! Okay, I'm going to go download it right now.
Cool! By the way, thought I'd mention, there is no download requirement either.
This is too good to be true.
Try it. What have you got to lose? Ruhit is fabulous.
Highlight the web. Go Ruhit.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
To advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, call 408-469-4192. That's 408-469-4192. Every year, advertisers spend about $20 billion just on radio advertising. So if you're recruiting, looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio. And folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is also looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people, make amazing business contacts, while learning skills from the masters. Skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. And now let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing. And something you may not know about him, he enjoys writing, and he's dabbled in stand-up comedy. Back to you, Rohit.
Sapne Salamat, folks. Thank you for that introduction, Jeff. You're listening to Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. We are talking about fear of failure, fear of unknown. Why more people don't start companies. So I think from a repeat entrepreneur perspective, myself and just sort of individual personality, the fear of unknown is something I take for granted for in every sphere of life. You know, whether you embark on a journey or you do anything else in your life, there is always, life is an unknown. Everything in the future is unknown. And that's something we live with. So it seems to me that people don't jump into starting companies because, hey, that's an inherent fear. But it's starting a company and failing at something is what people are afraid of. I'll sort of draw an analogy and I say, you know, when people are in a marriage or a relationship or what have you, there's a this whole thing where things are not working out. Folks are trying to figure out whether to get out or not or to stay. Then is it really a fear of failure or is it a fear of the unknown? Like, if I get out of this relationship, what's the next one going to be like? Or is it the fact that this might, that my marriage failed is something that people look at adversely?
So I would... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I would say even take one step prior to that. You know, before you get married, for example, if you decide to get married or if you decide to stay bachelor or not married, is it the fear of failure or is it the fear of the unknown? So I would say if you decide to get married, right? So hopefully you don't have the fear of failure, right? So because fear of failure...
I think everybody does. That's one of the biggest fears in life is a failed marriage, isn't it?
No, not a failed marriage. I'm talking about your personal failure in a marriage. So I'm saying is if I decide to get married, and particularly true probably for arranged marriages where you are saying that if I get married, am I going to be a failure on multiple fronts, just not being able to be a nice husband or a nice parent or whatever, right? It's not the fear of the failure at that point in time, but you do have fear of the unknown. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what lies out there after you get married.
True, give you that.
Right, so that at that point in time, I don't think you are thinking about the failure part. You are not thinking about, am I going to be a good husband or a good father or whatever. You are thinking about, you know, what will it be like to live with somebody.
Agreed. Yeah? I agree with you. You're right. Okay, so let's take it forward. Now that you've already taken this step and you're already there,
correct,
and you find that things are not working out, now which is it? Is it the fear of failure at this point that I have a failed marriage behind me, or is it the fear of saying, like, where do I go from here?
So I think, you know, that it should be whatever it might be. I think you'll have to you'll have to take it as an opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to, if let's say the marriage is not working out for you and you decide to, you know, part ways and you decide to marry again, then take that opportunity as a learning opportunity, whatever happened in your previous marriage, and make sure that you don't repeat it. But if you repeat the same mistake, that means you have not learned from your mistake.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, I don't think it is the unknown that is going to be playing a larger part. It's probably the fact that your first marriage failed.
Okay.
It's probably, so I think you're, I'll grant it to you here, which where it probably is flipped, where now it is not the fear of the unknown because you've already been there and done that.
Exactly.
But it is probably the fear of the failure the second time. And that is exactly what I think.
Not actually the second time. It's the first time to get out. To make the decision to get out is the fear of failure. Like, wait a minute, this will be perceived as being failed.
That is a decision point that you have to make. That's a judgment call that you only you have to make.
But right? At that point, which is the bigger fear? The unknown is not the fear at that point. I know we've sort of gone off the topic a little bit here.
Correct.
Actually, not a little bit, quite a bit.
Right.
But at that point, it's not the unknown. Because you know what marriage is like, or at least you have some idea what it's like. At that point, it's really fear of failure. Phone number to studio is 408-912-5565.
Yeah, I think the fear of the failure at that point in time is how your marriage is perceived or your success or the failure of the marriage is perceived by your friends and family. You know, so if you take that fear out, you say, you know what, this is my life. I don't care about what others say about me. And same thing actually can be applied to starting a business, right? So for example, you say, you know, I'm going to start my business. This is my vision. This is my passion. I don't care what others say about it. If I fail, you got it.
Yeah. So I think this is where it comes in more to a community thing where we always talk about fear of failure and how much it applies to us within our Indian community. But if you look at the mainstream or what I'll call the white American community for an instant here, the fear of failure is not present as much, and you'll see a lot more people starting companies. True or false, I don't know. Secondly, we as a community scoff upon them and say that, hey, they have more than 50% divorce rate. But guess what? They figured out the formula to happiness, and they are a lot happier people. So I don't know who's right, I don't know who's wrong, but I think really this fear of failure is a huge issue. So anyways, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Yes, Sapne Salamat, caller, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, nice topic. And basically, I'll put two things like in a positive perspective, that fear of failure and fear of unknown, both are required. But the daring to try, which is more third dimension, is how passionate you are on the same topic or same entrepreneurship or even to start. But to positive way, the fear of failure is the more you fear, the more you know what can go wrong. Then you can plan for it. So I'll give one example. We go to, say, for an India trip, go to airport, international airport. We rarely miss the flight, but go to bus stop. Sometimes we miss. So we know that there are so many unknowns to go to international airport. We plan ahead. We plan 1 week shopping. So yeah. The more you fear, the more you know like what can go wrong and you plan for it.
Yeah. What is your name, caller?
This is Gyan here.
Gyan. I think you made a beautiful point. It's actually very insightful. It's thrown out very flippantly, but it's very insightful. So for the bigger life events, we plan more, whether it be starting a company or starting a marriage or what have you. But we plan more for it. And with advanced planning, we can accomplish things much better than we can. So a good way to accomplish any of these fears, you're saying, is to plan ahead.
Yep. And that we have to take the fear of failure as a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah, great point. I think, you know, the other side of it, what Gyan said, is that don't take failure personally. You know, so which means basically that if you fail, don't think that you are incompetent and that's why you failed. Yeah, so
I don't know if I can subscribe to that, Bhaskar. I think I know what you're trying to say, but I don't agree with the choice of words, perhaps. I think you have to take failure personally so that you can come back and fight another day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it is personal, and you know, you have a point to prove that I can do this. And that's part of entrepreneurship, is to say, I don't care if the rest of the million people on this planet say I cannot do this. I believe I can do it. So that self-conviction is very important. And part of that self-conviction is going to come if you've been beat down once or twice or thrice.
Correct. So, you know, if trying the same thing over and over again without changing anything is stupid, right? So, it's basically...
Yeah. There's a fine line between stupid and persistent.
Exactly. You know, so... So what I'm saying is...
Another point I want to add, like the which you are talking about, how to start, but starting in a small way. The another example I'll give, if there's a swimming pool, we want to take a dive and jump. We don't go to 8 feet and jump. We try from 3 feet, 4 feet, and see, take it step by step. The same thing, entrepreneurship, start in a small way, then enjoy this success, then slowly start more, second step, third step.
Interesting. I don't know if I'd buy into that one, my personally, Gyan, because I'd say shoot for the stars. If you're not going to shoot for the stars, how are you going to get anywhere? So it's like, you know, if somebody tells me go start a company that's going to make you $10,000 a month, it's like, not really very exciting. Somebody says go start a company that's going to make you $10 million a month, I'm saying, hey, now we're talking. The amount of effort or the difference in effort may not be, maybe it's 2x, maybe it's 3x, maybe it's 1.5x, whatever it is. But I still have to put in a lot of hard work. I'd much rather put in that hard work to get a much higher return. So
yeah, that I agree. But you don't have to leapfrog jump, but you can jump, take a few steps to get there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, great. Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, folks, phone number to studio is 408-912-5565. Call in and tell us what your thoughts are on fear of failure versus fear of unknown. So one of the things we were talking about earlier is fear of the unknown is something that we always... Well, I guess what I was saying was for somebody that's already dived in as an entrepreneur, the fear of the unknown is what is larger fear.
That's probably true. So, you know, when I look around within my own friends community and family circle, I see lots of individuals who work very, 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 very hard for their employers. When I talk to them about starting something, they all, or most of them, have pretty good ideas to start something, but they are risk averse. You know, they are, for whatever reason, they are not able to take their same hardworking aptitude and attitude and the ethics and the passion to work for something of their own.
Yeah.
So that is where I draw the line. I'm saying that lots of hardworking individuals, they work their behind off for somebody else, right? So what prevents those hardworking, not because they are not smart, not because, you know, they don't have the idea, but there is something that prevents them taking that plunge. And that plunge is the you know, the dividing line between, and for example, let's say you join an early stage startup company. You know, you have taken the risk of joining an early stage startup company. You know, so you have already overcome the fear of the failure. But so the same amount of effort that is required of them in a startup company can probably be applied to something to do on their own as well.
Well, I think that sort of comes into the whole idea of the sharing somebody else's dream, and not everybody is an entrepreneur. Obviously, I would like to see more and more people be entrepreneurs because that's why I'm doing this show. I want to bring out the entrepreneur in people. Right. But at the same time, I don't want people that are not entrepreneurial to become entrepreneurs and start failing.
Correct. So I'll give you an example. My wife, for example, she started a business, very unusual business, about 5-6 years ago. And it was a business to import motorcycle helmets and accessories from India and China and sell it here in the U.S.
That's different.
Right? Yeah, so it's very different, something that you would never hear of, particularly in Indian women getting into.
Yeah.
Right? Does the business take off? No, it did not. So, but she tried and she failed.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. I'm going to grab this call that's coming in. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. My name is Mudra.
Mudra, Sapne Salamat.
Hi.
Mudra, are you a frequent listener to my show?
I have listened to it once or twice earlier, but not all the time.
All right. Sir, I'd really appreciate it if you opened our call with Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's a nice phrase.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
All right, so I had a question for you. I just heard the caller, prior to you, that you were talking to about, you know, the size of a venture that you should start. And he said you should start small and, as opposed to starting big, like you said.
Right.
So, of course, you always shoot for the stars. You know, that's what every entrepreneur thinks about. But I was just wondering, do you know of a lot of ventures that, really start by making millions off the bat? Are there a lot of them around? Because all of the companies that I see around that have grown big have started small.
No, I think the company has to start small, but that doesn't mean that you're going to open the local 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you say, hey, guess what? I'm going to open the local 8-12, and this 8-12, I'm going to open 2. And then I'm going to make it 5, and then I'm going to make it 50, and I'm going to make it 100.
Uh-huh.
But so that is to the previous caller's point that you have a progression in your business. To my point is, don't open the 8-12 and say, okay, once I've done my 8-12, then I'm going to go out and build the next, automotive store. And then after I've done the next automotive store, I'm going to do the next car dealership, which is a very, very step approach as opposed to I'm talking about scaled approach.
I don't understand. What do you mean here? Sure. I didn't quite get that.
Sure. So when I'm talking about a step approach versus scaled approach, by the way, these are terms I'm coining on the fly, is the fact that you create one business, hit a certain plateau, and then you say, okay, I'm done with this, now I'm going to build another business. And then you build that, you say, okay, now I'm done with this, I'm going to build another business. I'm saying, why don't you build a business that you can keep scaling till the skies?
Okay, so basically focus in one direction.
Yep. Okay, I've got my phone lines lit up, so I'm going to let you go and grab a couple more calls before we have to run away. 408-912-5565. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. Sapne Salamat, this is Satyajit.
Satyajit, you have a quick question, comments?
Oh, no, just I'm really enjoying the topic today, but wanted to say that, you know, you guys are really talking about everything that's in the mind of an entrepreneur, or especially an early-stage entrepreneur, the risk and and all that. But I think what really helps is the preparedness, the mental preparedness of the entrepreneur to plunge into something that is kind of risky, that puts the whole livelihood in the path of risk also.
Yeah.
That mental preparedness is really necessary.
Good point. I know I've met a lot of want-to-be entrepreneurs that suffer from this whole issue of image, that what will this do to my image? And that's a huge problem. But thank you for your call, Satyajit.
Bye.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat. Hi, Rohit.
Yes, Sapne Salamat caller. What is your name?
My name is Hema.
Hema, go ahead. Do you have a quick question, comment for us?
Yeah, I don't even agree that you have fear of unknown. If it is unknown, how do you even fear?
Yeah. Finally, Rohit, somebody who supports my viewpoint.
Rohit is so happy now.
Like either we fear the more. If you look at the whole world, people fear the known because that is the only thing they know. They pull themselves down by fearing what they know. If we start looking at what we don't know, the unknown, then the whole world will be a different place.
Very deep. I love it. I love it. Yes, very deep thoughts. Thank you, Hema. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit?
Yes, sir.
I have something to say in defense of fear.
Go ahead, sir. You're live on air.
Sure. Fear is kind of important for human survival. As human beings, we've learned to be fearful of things, especially when things are unknown. For example, as hunter-gatherers, let's say there are a few people hunting in the forest, and they see a big boulder, and let's say there is a sound coming behind the boulder.
Uh-huh.
And if one other person goes and tries to investigate what's happening behind the boulder, maybe he gets pounced by the tiger and he dies. So the rest of the people now figure out that when a sound comes behind from a boulder, you want to avoid it.
Correct.
So that's the mechanism we have developed in figuring out unknowns, is we try to form simple patterns.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's very useful.
Which is exactly what the previous caller was saying. It's the fear of the known as opposed to the fear of unknown that we're talking about. And I think it's a very deep thought. And that's what intelligence is. Intelligence is the ability to recognize patterns.
Exactly.
Now, that could be a topic of debate in of itself, but I let it go at that.
Right. This pattern helps us in some cases. For example, you see people taking drugs and failing in their life, and you see all your friends not doing very well if they take drugs. So you avoid that without even trying to investigate what that is.
Right.
So it works in that way. In entrepreneurship, you sometimes see people fail, sometimes you see people succeed. But most cases, people use that pattern and say, maybe if I do that, there's a high possibility of failure.
Yep.
So I would say fear is important, and there may be reasonable reasons why people actually fear.
Correct.
So,
no, I completely agree with you. I'm glad to see that these late callers are coming in to support my viewpoint. I think it's really the fear of failure that's stopping people and this whole issue of image. So, all right, great. Thank you for your call. And we have just a few more minutes before we run away from the show today. Folks, you can catch an archive of today's show on ruhit.com/radio. You can catch an archive of previous shows on there. You can also subscribe to our mailing list at ruhit.com/radio. That's ruhit.com/radio. Want to quickly give a quick shout out to all the volunteers that have helped out with the show and are helping out with the show. I know there was Sanjay who's spearheading the efforts, Ashwin who's been helping for a long time. We had Megha and we've had Mohina, we've had Chandu, we've had Ruku, we've had Rajan. So great work, guys. We certainly appreciate it. Folks, there's more of you that are looking to help out with the show. We certainly appreciate it. As we mentioned, this is non-commercial, so we really appreciate all the help you guys can put in. Again, Want to also apologize to some of the callers. I know we've had a lot of lines lit up. We've still got a couple of lines lit up, 408-912-5565. Folks that we've not been able to get to, we will try to get to you. You can always email us, radio@ruhit.com, and we'll go to grab this one real quick. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. Are you taking calls still? Or?
Sapne Salamat, sir, you're live on air. You can
always... Oh, hi, Sapne Salamat. This is Kamali here.
Yes, Kamali, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I wanted to share one idea that you guys were talking about, because you said that people are very scared about working for themselves, but when they work for the other persons, like the corporate, they work very hard and things like that.
Right.
So... I'm one of those persons which actually left the corporate after realizing that I was doing for the company,
uh-huh.
and then started doing something for myself, in the sense that, you know, I'll be my own individual and then develop something. Okay. But I have a question and a comment from you, whether I'm doing it right or wrong.
Fire away, sir. We have 30 seconds left before our time runs out for today's show.
Okay. Basically, like, I'm not looking for any funding, but I'm trying to see it develops to a point where I think that it's good enough for then going for some kind of a funding or partnership with somebody to take it to the next level.
What space is your idea in?
What is that, sir?
What space is your idea in?
It is in the software.
Okay. Send me an email, radio@ruhit.com, and I'll see if I can connect you with somebody else who can possibly help you.
Okay, sir.
Sorry, we've run out of time. Thank you for your call, folks. Okay. Keep calling. Bhaskar, thank you for coming on today's show. Certainly appreciate it. We talked about the fear of failure. And Bhaskar is a caller who called in on last Saturday's show. So,
My pleasure to be here. And just to wrap it up very quickly, I would say that, you know, just try it and overcome.
Great. Thank you. Sapne Salamat, folks.
Radio is the fastest way to reach consumers instantly. And KLOK 1170 AM is the Bay Area's new 50,000-watt international community radio station. If you'd like to have your own radio show in your language, call us today with your contact information.